Welcome back to Logical with Ludmila, where we untangle the legal knots so that you don't have to. I'm Ludmila Yamalova, a U.S. qualified lawyer based in Dubai. In each episode, we break down complex law into clear, practical insights that you can actually use. In this episode, we're diving into the latest buzz in the UE education space, the new school attendance protocol, featured widely across national news outlets. You might have seen headlines saying things like, "The ministry approved the new attendance and absence guidelines in the circular issued on Monday, being September 1st. Or students may repeat the academic year after 15 unexcused absences. Or absences before or after holidays now count double. Or absence that falls on a Friday or the day before or after official holiday is counted as 2 days. Or things like the limit, maximum of 5 unexcused absences days per term and 15 days per academic year. Other examples is if a student exceeds the 15-day annual unexcused absence threshold, the consequence can be retaking the entire academic year. Or if the unexcused absence stretches to 15 days or more in the academic year, the school will refer both the student's file and the guardian to the competent authorities and child protection entities." Sounds draconian, doesn't it? And naturally, many parents have panicked, especially in the UAE, where over 90% of families are expats, meaning come holiday season, they travel home. For some, that's a 2-day trip each way, just to get to grandma's. And now, as we approach the Christmas holidays, this topic hits particularly close to home, quite literally. So let's unpack what this all means. So all of these sources refer to the Ministry of Education, or MOE, citing an allegedly issued MOE circular on September 1st of 2025, approving what's called the Procedural Guide for Attendance and Absence for 2025 and 2026 for government schools. But none of these sources actually cite a specific circular or a circular number. So let's start with the source. So what is the source that all of these articles are referring to? They are referring to what is called the UAE Ministry of Education, or MOE. Now, what is the MOE? The MOE is the federal authority that governs the UAE's public education system and national curriculum schools across the country. It is responsible for education policy across the UAE, including public, meaning government schools, and some private schools outside of Dubai. It sets things like national curriculum, teacher licensing standards, assessment policies, and attendance and promotion rules for government schools and MOE curriculum private schools. Those are the follow the national syllabus. It also issues the federal education guides and circulars, such as the Student Assessment Policy Guide, which set out federal standards for grading, attendance, and promotion. Now, in Dubai, things get a little more nuanced. Here, in this emirate, we have the Knowledge and Human Development Authority, or KHDA, which regulates private and international schools. So KHDA is a Dubai-based authority operating under the government of Dubai and not under the MOE, or Ministry of Education. In other words, KHDA operates independently from MOE, though it aligns with national standards where appropriate. It oversees private education within Dubai, from nurseries to universities, regardless of whether the school follows the UK, IB, American, Indian, or MOE curriculum. And KHDA focus is on quality assurance, licensing, and school performance, whereas the MOE focuses on national education policies at a high level. So notably, KHDA does not automatically adopt every MOE directive. And importantly, it does not impose Ministry of Education circulars verbatim in all schools. In other words, the Ministry of Education sets federal policy and the KHDA decides how or whether to apply it in Dubai's private school landscape. The KHDA coordinates with the Ministry of Education to ensure federal standards are met where applicable, especially around teacher licensing, school accreditation, and national examinations. However, KHDA retains regulatory autonomy in Dubai private schools, meaning it can interpret or adopt Ministry of Education policies to fit its private sector framework. Think of it this way. The MOE sets the national rules of the game, and the KJD decides how to play it in Dubai. So in summary, for government schools, yes, the government schools are subject directly to the MOE regulations. And they're fully bound by MOE curriculars and guides, such as attendance protocols, assessment weights, and grading systems. And the MOE sets curriculum, assessments, staffing rule, and promotion policies for government schools. For private schools outside of Dubai, licensed and supervised by the Ministry of Education or by local education zones that report to MOE, the MOE still is a governing authority. While they may follow international curricula such as UK, US, or IB, they must align with MOE's attendance, teacher licensing, and certain assessment frameworks, especially for Arabic, Islamic studies, and UAE social studies. Now, for private schools in Dubai, they are supervised by KHDA, not MOE. And MOE circulars are not automatically binding, but the KHDA often adopts or aligns with them through its own KHDA-specific directives or parent school contracts. So example is KHDA may reference MOE attendance policy in principle, but set its own application thresholds, for example, flexibility for international exams or hybrid models. So practical implication is the Ministry of Education guides is mandatory for government schools and MOE curriculum for private schools. KHDA guidelines are binding for Dubai private schools, though often inspired by MOE standards. For Abu Dhabi, similar logic applies. There in Abu Dhabi, it's the Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge, or ADEC, which is the equivalent of KHDA. And it's and it has its own regulator and therefore its own guidelines for schools that fall under its jurisdiction. So now we understand how the different authorities that govern the education sector in the UAE in general. And just by quick recap, if you look visually, so you've got the Ministry of Education, and that sets certain policies that apply kind of throughout the UAE education industry, but within specific emirates. In most emirates, they have their own authority. In Dubai, it's KHDA that has its own. In Abu Dhabi, it's ADEC that has its own regulations that it applies to its own private schools, and it may borrow certain parts of the policies and guidelines from the MOE level. So now, so what does it mean, all this news that we've been hearing, and what is this specific circular that we've been hearing about and so many parents that I've spoken to have been kind of petrified about? So there have been a lot of sources and kind of gone back to look at the sources because again, this podcast is obviously done on the basis of any kind of legal authorities because this is a legal podcast. So as lawyers, we always look at the underlying authority that is referenced in a specific news agency or a specific sort of online source. And that's because if somebody is found to have violated something, such as, for example, attendance protocol, ultimately in order to penalize that perpetrator, for example, the authority or the school needs to be able to refer to something. So that's kind of where lawyers come in, and this is where law comes in. So in order to be able to cite a particular violation and therefore corresponding penalty, there has to be an underlying source which one or the other party authority would be arguing has been breached or violated. So that's what we've gone back and on the back of this sort of big hype in the media, looked for the various, the specific source. In terms of the media coverage, the source of authority that's being mentioned is this circular, right? So, for example, in Al Ittihad newspaper, this reported that it was in a circular issued on Monday, which at the time was September 1st, and it highlighted the one-day warning, the referral after 15 unexpected days, and instant parent alerts. There was also mention of the same policy in Zawiya, which is kind of in the government press statement section, especially in Arabic, and kind of summarized the Ministry of Education announcement adopting the attendance and absence procedural guide for 2025, 2026. There is also Al-Khalij report, reporting on the MOE approving the attendance and absence procedure guideline, which was published September 1st in 2025. Once again, summarizing the one-day warning and the 15-day referral, plus the Friday slash holiday double count and the 5-day per term and 15-day per year caps. And then there was also the Gulf News article clearly explaining the limits of just the 5 unexcused days per term, 15 days per year, and then the Friday and the slash adjacent to holiday counts as 2, plus risks of repeating the year and 5-day appeal window. Then there was also Gulf Today, a similar sort of descriptions. And then there is also the MOE guides landing page showing, interesting enough, the assessment policy guide for 2025, 2026, and other guides on the MOE site that sort of refer to other policies. And that's, on the MOE site, basically the landing page is where the MOE hosts these procedural guidelines in the PDF format. So all of these news agencies that I've just kind of rattled out, like Al-Ittihad, Gulf News, Khalij Times, Gulf Today, they all mention a circular. And that circular usually is a legal authority. It's like kind of like a law, a form of a legal authority. It's a law or it could be a decree, and it's a circular. But in mentioning the circular, none of these authorities actually cited a reference number or a number of a circular. And usually a circular will have, let's say, the Dubai Land Department issues a circular number so-and-so, year so-and-so. Well, in all of these news agencies, references mentioning circulars, there was no specific citation for the circular, although the circular is kind of often referenced as the attendance protocol, attendance circular. So now here is where things get interesting. Despite this media outlets referring to this ministry circular, we were actually never able to find any kind of a published circular on the MOE's websites or any kind of legal portal. And before I recorded this podcast, I went back again and kind of scoured all the sources out there on the internet, including all the government sources, to see whether this circular has surfaced. As of October, sort of end of October, still there is no circular. And in fact, the MOE's own site lists the relevant guide section where it's kind of in the PDF format, but there is no attendance slash absence PDF document with a circular number that's just visible on the MOE website. Checked thoroughly, and what we ultimately identified is while there is no specific guide, MOE guide that is we're talking about, that is sort of hosted on the MOE website, what does exist is what's called the Student Assessment Policy Guide for 2025-2026. So this is the document. I just want to visually show it to you. So this is basically what does exist. And so what, in short, we've been able to surmise is that all these newspaper agencies or news agencies and all these references to a circular, in fact, are referring to this assessment policy guide. So note, this is not an absence or procedure or attendance protocol. It is an assessment guide. So when we're talking about, this is basically so-called the circular, which, by the way, is a bit of an overstatement as well, because a circular usually means it's a legal document and it actually looks like a legal document, and it'll issue, say, things like a circular number so-and-so issued by such and such government authority under such and such emirate, and it was signed by such and such a ruler or somebody responsible for the specific agency on such and such date, and it comes into effect on such and such month. That's kind of a legal document that can ultimately then be cited and relied on in court and any kind of legal proceedings. That's sort of usually what a circular refers to. Which means that for the purpose of the specific topic, to continue to call it a circular perhaps would be a little bit of a misrepresentation, because it's not quite, it doesn't quite have that same sort of legal significance. Usually a circular has a legal gravitas or legal significance. So now this is a guide, and it doesn't have all these kind of elements that I described. In order for a document to have the legal significance that would normally have In a circular. Now, that's not to say that this has zero significance, not at all. It's just it's not quite, it should not be called a circular. And as we discuss further, it kind of brings more clarity to why this particular document is not a legal authority in and of itself, in light of sort of what aspects of society and the issues that we discuss in the context of, you know, our educational sector. So this is, and clearly it actually says policy guide, and I guess as the name suggests, it's just a policy guide. So now it can potentially be relied and referenced in a specific legal proceedings, for example, but it will always be weighted in terms of you have the law, you have the decrees, you have the regulations, you have circulars, and then you have guides. So in terms of its significance and maybe its influence, its application, it will be kind of at the lower level. So this document in particular covers how students are assessed and promoted, but it does not contain a dedicated section at attendance. So even this specific document, which now we have identified, is the source of I guess references that is being mentioned in all these publications. But even in this specific document, there is no specific section on just attendance. So I had to sort of look through it several times myself to identify exactly, you know, which sections of this document are referring to the specific attendance protocols, in particular the double counting of weekends and days before and after the holidays. So the only the relevant sort of references here is founded under the promotion policy, and specifically for sort of different grades 4 and above. And I can even sort of visually even show to you. So maybe I should have flagged it. But there is a specific section, for example, for grade 4, like this, for example. So this is, you know, here. And it just talks about the various assessment. And then kind of as part of grade 4, there's a little section about a paragraph. That reads, and I'll read it because that same paragraph is repeated for different grades as well and at the end of the document. So here it says basically the student, so grade 4, the student will be promoted to the next grade on the following conditions. One is passing all group A subjects by achieving a minimum final grade of at least 50% in each. And then two, not exceeding 15 days, separate or consecutive, of unexcused absences, noting that unexcused absences on Fridays, on the 2 days before or after holidays, periods prior to exams, and the last 2 weeks of term two are counted as two absences for each day of absence, the double counting. And then at the end it says if one of the two conditions for promotion is not met, so it's either one or two, you know, the passing of the grade or the attendance, then the student is required to repeat the grade. So this is basically kind of the paragraph that applies to grade 4, and that same basically language is also then used for other sections. You know, there's cycle 2 for the grades 5 and 8. The same paragraph is used also kind of in passing. And this, by the way, much of the document refers to just the different types of assessments, the different types of tests, and the examinations and such. And once again, here, there's the grade promotion requirement. Here is one section. This is for grades 5 to 8. And the same basic language is repeated there. And then once again, for the higher grades, so grades for 9 to 12, the same sort of thing. It talks about various types of examinations and structure for assessment structures for different cycles. And then once again, here at the end, it's basically the same paragraph verbatim. Talks about the for the grade promotion requirements, and that's, you know, the words for the students to graduate, they have to meet one of these requirements, one of which is the attendance. And then at the very end, I think in the FA, the frequently asked questions, there's the same sort of mention. So that's basically kind of throughout. I wanted to visually show you. So yeah. And then there's another here section at the very end, last page, same sort of language. So kind of to recap, so what we're talking about, or what all this hype in the sort of the news has been, it's been about this one document by the Ministry of Education that is largely focused on student assessment and not a specific document for attendance protocol, nor does it have a specific section here that deals with the attendance protocol. So it's kind of sprinkled through the document. So And I guess the biggest concern for a lot of parents and students have been, I guess, twofold. One is this, the sort of the appearance of the rigidity of 15 days per year. So if you have more than 15 unexcused days per year, then you have to repeat the grade. That's one. And then also, I guess part of that is the counting, the sort of double counting of Fridays and days before and after the holidays. And that was, the Fridays and the 2 days before or after official holidays are counted as 2 days. So therefore, you can meet this 15 unexcused day threshold very quickly if you're also counting your Fridays every Friday as a double day. So that's basically kind of why so many parents have been so concerned. The likely scenario is that the circular kind of mentioned in the media is basically, is first of all, it's not a new law. This guide, I mean, although it refers to the year 2025, 2026, it's not really a new law. There's no law to begin with. It's just a guide. And there could have been sort of similar references made in previous guides. So this is more just perhaps an initiative to highlight the MOE's intention to at least have this guide be, maybe better noted for the schools that it governs. So again, this requirement might have existed in the past, but it wasn't sort of highlighted in the same way. When I say, do you use the word requirement, but it's not really quite a requirement, it's just more of a guide. So, in short, essentially, the press merged the promotion rule with the kind of attendance policy narrative, giving birth to the so-called attendance circular. So what does it mean, let's say, for specific schools? And let's focus on the schools in Dubai, right? Just to kind of take a step back, this is MOE, which does not directly relate to Dubai. So here's where it matters for most of our listeners, especially parents with children in Dubai, private and international schools. Because MOE policies do not directly apply to Dubai schools. They only apply if adopted by KHDA or the Knowledge Authority. And KHDA has not issued any directive adopting this double counting rule. KJ's own guidelines, as seen in school handbooks and inspection frameworks, focused on attendance rates, not penalties. So, for example, the KHDA benchmarks are roughly as follows. So any like 98% attendance is outstanding. 96% attendance is very good. 94% is good. And 92% is acceptable. Below 92%, schools are expected to intervene. So these are the KHDA guidelines. But there's no mention of double counting absences before or after holidays or double counting of Fridays. Nor is a referral to authorities after 15 unexcused days. Because remember, some of the press releases also talked about that if a child misses more than 15 days from school without a legitimate excuse, then the schools have to refer the child and the guardian, i.e. the parents, to the authorities. So there's no mention of that in KHDA. In other words, the KHDA's emphasis is more on educational accountability, ensuring the schools track attendance and engage parents early and address chronic absenteeism, not punitive enforcement. So schools are required to have policies and procedures to monitor, record, and follow up on attendance or absences. But they don't have a specific number of days or specific, methods of counting or double counting certain dates as compared to the MOE guides. In other words, the schools are required to have policies and procedures to monitor and record and follow up attendance and absences. So while KHDA does not prescribe every single step, so for example, the one-day warning, the referral of 5 days, it does set the absence tracking kind of as part of its inspection/quality rating. So each private school, such as, let's say, Nord Anglia, Dwight School, Dubai, GEMS, they draft their own attendance policy under the KHJ oversight. So if you want to think about it sort of visually, so you've got the MOE that sets certain kind of standards. Under the MOE, you've got the KHDA that may adopt certain parts of guidelines for its own sort of authority. And then under the KHDA, you have the specific schools that may or may not, depending on the KHDA's guidelines, adopt some of those KHDA regulations or policies in their own specific school manuals. So most of the schools do not replicate the MOE double count rule. So I've looked myself at the different schools, and I have not found any kind of glaring examples of schools in Dubai, in particular private schools and international schools, adopting this MOE double count rule. So instead, most schools rely on the kind of practical monitoring, parental notifications, and internal consequences such as academic warnings and miscredits, but not any kind of legal penalties. So in other words, KHJ's own attendance expectations are somewhat parallel, but not exactly identical to the MOE's detailed unexcused absence escalation steps. So KHDA generally emphasizes overall high attendance and links to school rating rather than exclusively unexcused days thresholds. So at the heart of this issue basically lies is kind of a good intention, right? It's the objective of even this particular guide, but certainly the KHDA is positive. It's not a scare tactic. The UAE government's broader goal is to raise educational standards, understandably so, reduce chronic absenteeism, understandably so as well, and ensure that every child receive consistent learning opportunities. Yes, some reports have mentioned that parents could be referred to authorities for repeated unexcused absences, but those references come not from the MOE guide, but they in fact come from what's called the Wadima law, which is the federal child protection law, the child's rights law. And this particular law empowers the state to intervene if a child is deliberately deprived of education as a form of child neglect. So, by the way, this is kind of is an important issue to highlight, is that even the sort of references to the sort of the double counting and the absences under the MOE standards, the overarching goal is to protect the children, right? It's not to penalize the parents, but to protect the children. And that is because in the UAE, there are still examples of certain children that perhaps are deprived from the ability to go to school. And the parents either, for whatever, you know, their own kind of reasons, for whatever reasons, they don't insist on children going to school, or they may not even allow children to go to school. And so that's basically kind of the objective of all of this, is to encourage, and not just encourage, but to make it very clear to the parents that, in fact, if they do not allow their children to attend school, then that would fall under the law, the Wadima law, the child protection law. And then under that law, yes, then the parents who deprive their children from the ability to go to school will then be referred to prosecution or to the various authorities and can ultimately face prosecution. So in other words, all these guidelines are there to protect the children and not to punish the parents. So the law empowers the state to intervene, naturally so, if a child is deliberately deprived of education as a form of child neglect, as I mentioned earlier. But that's a safeguard for extreme cases and not an everyday enforcement tool. So it's designed more to protect children and not to punish parents. And the government's objective is clear: to make sure parents take education seriously and schools maintain accountability, and the UAE continues building a world-class education system. So if you're a parent worried about a Christmas trip home, breathe easy. Your school's attendance policy is likely to reflect KHDA's flexible, student-centered approach and not the MOE's rigid public school rules. So in conclusion, and in short, don't panic. This is not about policing families. It's about promoting consistency in learning. And the key takeaway is understanding who governs your child's school and which policies actually apply. When in doubt, check your school's own attendance handbook and not the headlines. That's all for this episode of Logical with Ludmila. If you found this episode useful and you like what we do, you can always find more on our website. That is lylawyers.com. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And for full experience, you can watch our video podcast on YouTube. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and keep things logical.